For more on the reaction to the Myers nomination, we're joined by NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, as we mentioned, there's been considerable opposition to the Myers nomination among conservatives outside of the Senate, and a hint from at least one Republican senator that he might vote against her. What are the conservatives so worried about?
Well, the president campaigned on a pledge that he would name justices of the Supreme Court in the mold of Justices Scalia and Thomas. And that's a very, very conservative mold, not a traditional, one might even say, establishment mold. And those who are in that mold have seen this as an historic opportunity to put a whole new conservative brand on the Supreme Court. And the Republicans have a 55-vote majority in the Senate. They have the votes to do it now. They may not have that many votes for long. In their view, the critics' view anyway, is let her rip. The president, however, instead of picking one of the tried and true advocates of this very conservative philosophy, instead of picking someone with a judicial track record, the president picked his personal lawyer, someone without a demonstrated judicial track record. And today he basically said, look, I know what I'm doing. I know this woman. There will be no unhappy surprises from her, I promise.
Well, at least one Republican senator is not so sure about that. Sam Brownback has told NPR that he's not committed to voting for this nominee. And yesterday, Democratic leader Harry Reid seemed to all but embrace Myers. So what's going on up on Capitol Hill?
Well, one might is tempted to say, is this simply a case of the enemy of my enemy is my friend in the case of Harry Reid? Brownback, the Republican, is perhaps the most outspoken pro-life senator on the Judiciary Committee, so it's interesting that he's staying uncommitted so far. And as for Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, he's gotten a lot of pushback today from other Democratic senators who are not at all willing to give Myers the thumbs up yet. Yesterday, I think a lot of the Democrats were relieved that the president hadn't poked them in the eye. But today, I'm sensing some second thoughts. And the Bush press conference is a good indication of sort of the double-edged sword that the president is using on this nomination. The more he stresses Myers' loyalty, the more he says how much he knows about her, the more he says that she won't change, the more he feeds into the charge of cronyism, and that opens up Myers up to the charge that she won't be independent, that she won't serve as an adequate check on the executive branch, that she'll not be willing to rule against her longtime friend and boss.
Well, the president said he knows what's in her heart. I'd like to ask you about the abortion issue. President Bush was pressed on this at the news conference today. Did you glean anything from his response?
Sort of from his non-response. He tried twice to give a non-answer, saying he doesn't have a litmus test, and finally pressed a third time, saying, a reporter said, look, you've been friends with this woman for over 10 years. Have you never had any conversations on the subject with Harriet Myers? And the president gave what can only be called a lawyer's answer, that he didn't have any recollection of such a conversation. I'm sure that she, however, will have to answer that question and do it under oath.
Now, the president did say today that he expected that Harriet Myers would be confirmed by Thanksgiving. Is that realistic?
Well, it would be a stretch, to say the least. Usually, it's at least 5 weeks between the nomination and the hearings. Then at least another couple of weeks for a committee vote and a floor vote. And there's a Thanksgiving recess thrown in there, and that assumes that the Democrats agree to this schedule. What you heard was the president trying to set the time frame, and the Republicans, as I said, do control the Senate. But forcing a time frame over Democratic objections would risk provoking more opposition, and as I understand it, there's absolutely no agreement on this at all yet.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Michelle.